Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Always look forward to this program. This is her annual review to see how well she's doing. Kay Carter, who is the head dog, let's put it that way, at the Second Harvest Food Bank, which, as she just said, is become a ginormous operation. How are you, Kay?
Hey, I'm doing good. And you know what they say, if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes, right? So there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so a little bit of background about you so people know who you are.
Well, gosh, I'm from Rock Hill.
That's right.
So I'm a native and proud of it. A Northwestern Trojan and Winthrop grad.
Ah.
And I ventured off for a few years, but I've been back in York County since 1990. Been the CEO at the food bank for almost 21 years now.
Good for you. Now, ginormous. Let's
let's
define ginormous if we can.
Well, I don't know. We did almost 90 million pounds this past year, and that was a record. We even topped, you know, the COVID era. And so considering where we started 20 plus years ago at about 6 million pounds, it seems ginormous to me.
My God. So it was 6 million pounds that you took over 21 years ago?
Yeah, roughly.
So this is all your fault?
Most of it, I'm afraid. I've had some help.
Yeah. Well, not to mention how much the population has grown in 21
years.
True.
And our counties have grown. You know, we had 16 counties. Now we have 24. And
24 counties.
24 counties in North Carolina and South Carolina.
Including good old York County.
Including York and Lancaster. We don't serve Chester County directly, but we do help out with the backpack programs and the senior box programs there.
So this ginormous operation, you've got 90 million pounds of food. Where's all this food stored? And it's I know it's not all there at one time, but
right. We have a number of warehouses. The main one is in Charlotte, not too far from the Panther Stadium. We have another one that's equally large in size. That's in Salisbury, North Carolina, in Rowan County. We have a small branch in Hickory, but we're on the hunt for a larger building there in Catawba County. And then we have branches in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, and also Anderson County, South Carolina.
How many trucks do you all operate?
I would say somewhere between 40 and 50. We have quite a few box trucks, you know, refrigerated box trucks, but we also have 7 or 8 tractor trailers, I believe. So it's a lot of trucks on the road every single day.
All right, so the food, in general terms, comes to you how?
Well, different ways. A big chunk of it is donated from, you know, wonderful partners, our grocery store partners, our food service companies. People do individual food drives, so a lot of it is donated. We purchase some because we have very specific needs for some of our programs, and we don't always get the right mix and donated, so we purchase. And we also run the government commodities programs in 23 of our 24 counties, and so I think about 20% of it comes that way. So I'd say it's probably 65% probably donated, maybe 20% to 25% government commodities, and the rest purchased.
And you distribute this to how many different organizations over this large territory?
We have over 950 now. The vast majority of those are emergency pantries, as you might expect, but we also serve soup kitchens, shelters, you know, senior programs, low-income daycares. We have a lot of school partners for our backpack programs and our school mobile programs. So a lot of veterans programs, and we have our pet food bank. So we serve quite a number of rescues as well.
Good. So when people, these 950 people acquire food from you, you sell it to them by the pound? How do you do this?
We don't exactly sell it. So we don't sell food. We have a couple of ways that we distribute. Our partner agencies can come into any of our branches and shop on a weekly basis. And we have a small shared maintenance fee that helps with the storage, the warehousing, the transportation of the food. It's not really a fee on the food. On some of what we distribute, much of what we distribute carries no shared maintenance fee at all. And we also run our own programs. So we have a lot of direct distribution programs where we're doing our backpack programs, where backpacks of food go out to children on the weekends when their school meals are missing. We have 523 of those programs now at different schools all over our 24 counties. We also do our senior box programs in quite a few of our counties. And all of that is food that we purchase. So we raise the funds for those programs. So we distribute the food a couple of different ways.
So in general terms, your budget is roughly how much?
Oh, my goodness. With that, well, if you factor in the donated food, which we're required to report, it's well over $100 million a year. If you just look at our general operating cost without the donated food factored in, I think it's about $16, $17
million. Shoo-wee. Well, that's a lot of very generous people donating a lot of money.
We do, and we raise all of our own money. We work hard at development. It's a full-time job. That's really 90% of what I do is call on donors and raise money. So,
from big organizations, small organizations, anybody?
Everything in between. You know, every dollar counts, and that's the way we approach it. Every donor is important to us. We have a lot of small donors. We have a lot of large donors. Everything in between, you know, corporations, mostly individuals. Individuals make up about a third of what we raise. But lots of corporations, you know, civic organizations, lots of grants, you know, just different ways that we do a lot of special events, you know, fundraisers, those kinds of things as well.
So the ginormous Second Harvest Food Bank in the Charlotte market here, compared to your peers across the country, you're still a big dog?
Yeah, there are about 205, I think, food banks, and we're probably in the top 20 or 25 in size. I mean, there are some that are larger than us, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. You know, there are a couple in Texas that are really big, but we're considered a large food bank. So I'd say probably 20 or 25 of us in that general.
Woo! All right. Bring this down to York County. You said you got 950 partners that you distribute food to.
Right.
How many roughly of those are here in York County?
I don't know the exact number, but we have quite a presence in York County. Next to Mecklenburg County, York County is one of our largest counties, if not our largest county in terms of pounds distributed. I think between York and Lancaster and the help that we provide in Chester, we probably distributed 10 million pounds or so past year. I would say roughly. We have a lot of programs in York County. All of the school districts have backpack programs, so all four districts. We have senior box programs. We have quite a number of emergency pantries, you know, like Hope, Path in York, the Council on Aging here in York County is a big partner, Pilgrim's Inn. It just goes on and on. If you can think of a nonprofit, Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen, we are probably serving them in some way.
So do they all make up like a shopping list?
Yeah, sort of like that, yeah. I mean, we don't always have everything that they need, obviously, because a lot of what we do is donated.
Right.
But we're always happy if they send us a special request. We'll do our best to try to, you know, to try to accommodate that if we can. And we've been busy in York and Lancaster County in the holidays. You know, every year we kind of do a little memorial for Ann Springs Close, right, who was one of my all-time favorite people in all of life, along with Brother David Boone. And so we were out in Fort Mill. We did a distribution, I think it was last week or the week before. All my weeks are morphing together now. but we're going to be over at Dorothy Day. We did a big produce and turkey distribution for the seniors in York and Chester County, working with York County Council on Aging. We're headed over to Christian Services in Lancaster. I think we're going to be down at Manor House. So we're doing quite a few, you know, things in Ann's honor in York, Lancaster, and Chester County for the holidays.
So when you do something special like that, there's no shared maintenance fee in that?
No, nothing.
You just
like
give it to them?
Oh, absolutely. All of our distributions, you know, our agencies come and shop, and that's the only time there's any kind of shared maintenance fee. And again, that's only on certain, you know, types of products.
It's amazing.
Really.
Absolutely amazing.
But no, when we go out and distribute, you know, turkeys, food boxes.
How many turkeys?
How many turkeys? Oh, my gosh. That's one thing I do not know.
Thousands and thousands.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, usually, generally in the holiday season, we do, you know, I don't know, 25, 30,000, something like that. We'll do a lot of hams in December for Christmas. And we've just been all over the place. We've literally been at distributions. I felt like I was in almost every county we served, you know, in the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. So, and the ones that I missed, I'll see before Christmas, I'm sure.
When you distribute 25,000 turkeys.
Well, not all at one time.
Well, I got that, but I mean, they're all coming from these entities that you talked about before?
Well, yeah, I mean, some of our turkeys we buy, but the vast majority of them are donated. you know, companies like, well, our grocery store partners, you know, like Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Publix, and others. But their vendors, you know, like Cargill, Butterball, you know, all the places that make turkeys, sell turkeys. Very generous always to us at the holidays.
Well, you need to tell them they do a very poor job on telling the community what they do besides sell them groceries. Because that's a whole nother story right there. I mean, think about what a Food Lion chain or a Publix chain or whatever.
Right. I can say this. The food banks in this country, including ours, would not exist without our grocery store partners. I mean, we just wouldn't. So much of what is donated is either through the retail store pickups, through special events that they help us fund. So they are a very, very significant part of our poundage, and I suspect that's true for almost all of the food banks in the nation.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate. We have both Food Lion and Harris Teeter headquartered in our service territory. Of course, Food Lion is up in Salisbury, and their name is on two of our buildings, and Harris Teeter is in Matthews. And so we have a huge relationship with them. And, of course, Publix has become a really important partner. Walmart is a really important partner. Target is really, you know, I mean, I'm going to forget someone, I'm sure. But all of the grocery stores, Aldi, I can't. I'm sure I'm missing someone, but they're all tremendous partners.
So how does that work? Do you sit down with your grocery store partners and say, here's what my needs are, can you help me? Or do they just automatically buy more and say it's coming your way?
Well, part of what is donated is through their distribution centers. Right. So when they have product that for one reason or another doesn't sell, let's say it was a promotional, you know, cereal and the Hulk was popular last week and now it's Spider-Man, you know, or something. The things that kids go after are always changing. And so sometimes it's promotional items, sometimes it's overruns, you know, it's just different things. Packaging can get messed up a little, you know. So most all of them donate that type of product, that salvage or reclaim product, through their distribution centers. And then most of them allow us to pick up in their retail stores as well. So if there's anything short-dated, you know, like if they have meat that hasn't sold, they'll freeze it by the sell-by date and donate that. Anything kind of short-dated. So we get a lot through retail pickups. And then, you know, most of our grocery partners, you know, both Food Lion and Harris Teeter do huge events for us every year. And I suspect that, you know, what they're doing kind of varies area by area according to how many stores they have and what's needed in that area. But we feel really lucky to, you know, to have them both headquartered here. And they do a huge amount to support us. And again, Publix, Walmart, not headquartered here, but still, you know, do a tremendous amount to support us.
So when you said they do a huge event, what are you talking about, an event?
Well, Harris Teeter, as an example, does our largest fundraising event of the year, which is a sit-down dinner called Chef's Best.
Okay.
And it annually raises, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year for us. And their vendors are involved. Recently, we had a grand reopening at our Salisbury branch. We put a big new freezer in up there and did some renovations. And Food Lion engaged all of their vendors to donate 10 tractor trailer loads of product to fill the freezer. You know, so they'll do things like that to help us. Walmart, same thing. Publix.
It's remarkable.
Publix sends a lot of produce to us. They're great about that. We get produce trucks from them. You know, every one of them kind of has their own niche, but
we could do a whole show just on the
vendors.
Well, on vendors and on the logistics of your operation.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
We could probably do more than a show.
It's trying to figure out what's coming in, what needs to go out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of smarter people than me, you know, luckily, right, who are helping with those things. So, you know.
Yeah, don't underestimate this lady. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Reminded that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, she's been here so many times, and she knows what we're about to do.
Yes, I do.
It's called Fresh Substance Salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters, and if you're at the counter, you can participate by reading the white letters at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice,
slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If a big outdoor project is part of your future plans, before you start digging, call 811. Within 72 hours, your underground utilities will be located and marked, and you'll know exactly where it's safe to dig. A quick phone call is all it takes, and there's no charge to find out where potentially dangerous underground cables and lines are located. Before you grab a shovel or start digging in the yard, call 811 at least 3 business days before digging. Remember, if it requires a shovel, it requires a call to 811.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Kay Carter is with us. She is the Executive Director of Second Harvest Food Bank up in Charlotte, one of the largest in the country. Some 205 food banks across the good old U.S. of A., and they're somewhere there in the top 20. They are ginormous now by her own admission. 100 million pounds.
Well, we're
food.
Not quite there yet.
Well, 90 million.
Close to 90 million.
Yeah, what's the difference? 90, 100? Yeah.
I'm going to retire when we get to 100 million.
Okay, so we had this major, major storm event, a flood up in western North Carolina. I got to think you were called into action big time up there because those people had nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, you know, our food bank has long been a disaster staging area because generally we're far enough inland that we're not impacted. You know, it usually hits the coastal areas, and so we've often helped Charleston, Savannah, Wilmington, you know, those areas, Myrtle Beach. This one came really far inland, you know, far enough inland to affect our service territory in upstate South Carolina. We have Rutherford County, you know, in North Carolina, which is Chimney Rock and Lake Lure. That whole area was just decimated. And then, of course, we're adjacent to the food bank in Asheville,
sure,
which was really, I guess, the hardest hit. And so, yeah, we've been trying to help out. The food bank there was flooded completely and completely destroyed. So their buildings are gone. They lost all their food. They basically lost everything with the exception of their trucks. They had moved their trucks, filled them with equipment, taken them to a place that they felt would be safer, and turns out it was, and so they were able. So they are operating kind of in a temporary type facility now. So we started getting food in there the Monday or Tuesday after the hurricane. It was within 2 to 3 days. I don't remember exactly. It was the first food that they said they received from anywhere after that event. And so we have continued to kind of stand by them and try to shore them up. And we went and did a big Thanksgiving distribution with our partner there, and their employees, took a bunch of our employees. We're going back, I think, around the 18th, somewhere along in there, for a Christmas distribution. But so far into the hurricane-impacted zones, we have moved somewhere like 61 tractor trailer loads, I think, now. It may be more than that now. About 70,000 food boxes, over 2 million pounds of food now. And of course, you know, the needs there are going to continue for a long time. It's a really significant situation there. And so we've really been encouraging people, you know, we certainly need your help for people here. Please, please give and don't forget about, you know, people in our territory. But also, you know, try to remember what's going on up there, because long after the media gets tired of a story, you know, the problems continue. Okay. And so hopefully people will not forget about them. Please think about doing your Christmas shopping, helping out those small businesses that are struggling. And just do anything that you can. So we've been proud to be a little small part of that, and we'll continue to help them as long as they need our help.
You know, I don't think most people realize that basically an entire economy got wiped out up there.
That's exactly right. I mean, anytime you have a tourist economy, which is heavily tourist to start with, you know, and so they're depending on that.
Sure.
You know, they need to book hotel rooms. They need people to come in their shops. You know, they're... And it hit just at the worst possible time as well. Not that there's ever a good time, but right headed into holidays, headed into, you know, yeah. So I know they're really struggling. And we were out at the farmer's market when we did the Thanksgiving distribution. So we had the opportunity to go around and visit with some of the vendors out there. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
I'm surprised that you even could get your trucks in up there.
Yeah, we're pretty adept at that. We've been all out to Edisto Island at times after hurricanes, and our drivers are kind of amazing. And well, they're not kind of amazing; they are amazing. And so we were able to get in there pretty quickly as soon as we knew it was safe. We were sending food boxes. We had pre-staged. We knew there was going to be an event. We just didn't know that it was going to be this bad. And so we had pre-staged about 16,000 boxes, knowing that it would take us a few days to crank up and not knowing if we could be impacted. So we've been packing ever since. You know, we've had huge packing events with the Panthers, the Hornets, Coca-Cola Consolidated, Duke Energy, you know.
So when you talk about packing events, you set up what's going to go into each box, but you need thousands of people to help you pack them.
Well, we've been doing big ones, like 10,000 at a time, 10,000 boxes at a time. So it takes about 250 volunteers, and we'll set up about 18 or 20 packing lines over at the convention center. But we've also been packing at the food bank nonstop, too. We just can't pack as many there because we don't have as much space there. So
volunteers are a big part of what your operation is?
Oh, gosh. Last year we did over 317,000 volunteer hours. It's like tripling our staff, you know. Volunteers are critically important to us. You know, it really takes three things to keep the food bank running: food, funds, and volunteers.
Isn't that something? That's amazing.
It is. I call it the Holy Trinity of food banking, you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way, y'all.
So when you go to Western North Carolina, and the food bank there is basically wiped out, are you just immediately distributing everything you have because you got no place to leave it, do you?
Well, they have a temporary facility now, and so they have a way to store, and they have refrigerated trucks on site. You know, they don't have any refrigeration in the temporary facility. But when we went up for the Thanksgiving distribution, we distributed everything on site. We served about 1,500 families, and we distributed turkeys and food boxes and fresh produce boxes, eggs. Big shout out to Simpson's Eggs over in Union County, North Carolina. They donate eggs to us all the time. Pies that Food Line donated. Yeah, I mean it's a. It takes a village, you know.
I can't
imagine.
We
have a lot of great help.
And I bet you had a lot of tears.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, not only with the workers, but the people who are picking
up
the food.
Just the street. Yeah. It was really, the line was wrapped. I don't know how many of you listening have been out to the farmer's market in Asheville, but it's a big old place. And the line was wrapped around, you know, and way up the highway. And, yeah, it was sad. I mean, we see that at all of our distributions. I mean, it's not like we're not used to seeing that, but this was just somehow, I don't know, you could just sense the hopelessness, you know.
Well, what do they say? It was a 100-year flood.
Right.
Something like you just hope you never have to experience.
Right. So many seniors
we
saw that day. Yeah.
All right. So if people want to donate either their time or their money or food, whatever.
Or volunteer.
How do we do this?
So the best thing to do is go to our website, which is secondharvestmetrolina.org, and you can go on there and sign up to volunteer. You can learn how to do a food drive. If you're a food donor, you can get more information about that. You can make safe donations, secure donations online. So that, to me, really is the best way, secondharvestmetrolina.org.
secondharvestmetrolina.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty simple, and obviously you're doing great work, and you couldn't do it without all the volunteers and people who donate and the corporations that are behind you. I mean, it's an amazing story.
It is, and I mean, we just have so much great support, and all throughout our you know, our service territory. But I'm, you know, always very, very proud of my folks in York and Lancaster and Chester counties. Very generous, such good support, and that means a lot because, you know, this is my home.
Yep. And we're glad it is your home. Thank you very much, Kay Carter, for everything you do. Again, secondharvestmetrolina.org. That's where you can help out. Volunteer, donate, whatever you want to do, they could use your help. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, for those of you out there who are hungry and looking for a place to eat, it's right here at Substation 2. And what is it that we have to offer? Well, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How do we prepare them? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.